From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim worshippers celebrated early Thursday Israel's decision to remove additional security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site in Jerusalem's Old City after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were to be mounted at the entrance to the Haram el-Sharif compound, also known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors had been removed Tuesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunis said he understands the deep emotion displayed since the security apparatus was installed after the killings of two Israeli policemen nearly 2 weeks ago.
The symbolism of Al-Aqsa Mosque being the third holiest site in Islam, and the feelings of after 50 years of occupation and seeing so much else taken away from them, it certainly has led quite a few Palestinians to protest and mobilize on what they see as the latest affront by Israeli occupation forces.
Muslim leaders said they'll decide Thursday whether worshippers should return to the mosque for prayers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Wednesday hard-won gains leading to peace in Central African Republic are in jeopardy by increased ethnic and sectarian fighting. He condemned the killing Tuesday of two more UN peacekeepers in the town of Bangassou. Another Moroccan peacekeeper was killed there Sunday. The UN chief's spokesman is Farhan Haq.
This incident brings to nine the number of peacekeepers killed in service in Bangassou since the beginning of the year.
The uptick in violence has displaced tens of thousands since April. One of Africa's poorest countries is trying to emerge from 4 years of violence sparked by the 2013 coup by a Muslim alliance. This is VOA News.